particular way.
Okay. What about salt pork? Is that something you're familiar with?
Not really. There again, it would go back to my ancestors, and they did preserve their pork.
Do they call it salt pork or fat back?
Probably salt pork more than the fat back. Okay. Basically the same thing. But.
Okay. Are you familiar with head cheese?
My husband's family. This was a delicacy to them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was awful.
Do you know how they made it?
Well, they took the pig's head and boiled it. Got all the stuff out of the pig's head, if you can imagine it.
Yeah.
And that was basically what it was.
Do they sell that in stores around here at all? Or?
I don't know. I know I'd never buy it.
Is that the name you know it by?
Head cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Do they do much dairy in this area? Producing dairy?
Yes, there is. There is maybe not a lot, but there's dairies.
Okay.
Small. Well, maybe not really dairies. Farmers that milk cows and is picked up by a milk truck.
Okay.
Which would be like a small dairy, but there's nothing large.
Okay.
You know, there aren't any large dairies around.
Have you seen much milk produced, or I mean, what they do to milk to make it?
Pasteurize it, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't know, really know too much about what all it,
okay,
what all they do.
Because I was wondering how they get impurities out, if you know how they do that.
Well, I know how we used to do on the farm, but I don't know how the dairies do it.
Well, how did you used to do it on the farm?
You had a special strainer.
Okay.
And you always strained it. And I think that's why I could not drink milk for years and years and years.
You knew too much, huh?
Yep.
What about a thin milk? Was there a type of thin
skim milk?
Skim. Have you ever heard of anything called Blue John or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about a curdled milk?
Well, that would be your cottage cheese, probably.
Okay. Have you heard different terms for cottage cheese at all?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of like clabber or anything like
that? Well, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
It'd be basically the same thing, I think.
Okay. Now, how would you hear that pronounced? That word I just said.
Clabber?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or would they say clabbered?
Yeah, clabbered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we fed to the chickens.
Oh, okay. Really? In troughs or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about do people, or do you make cornbread at all?
On occasion.
On occasion. That's not a really big thing around here.
No, not.
Did you make any kinds of bread growing up? Or
oh, yes.
Nowadays? What kinds of bread did you usually make?
I didn't make it, but my mother did.
Okay.
Just regular, basically regular white bread.
Okay. Do you know what the ingredients of that are, basically?
Yeah, it'll just be flour.
Okay.
Flour and yeast and milk and
okay.
Shortening.
All right. And is there a word for, what do you call soft drinks? Is that what you call them, or what do you
call
them?
We call them, I
think. Like Coke and Pepsi and, you ever hear them called pop or soda?
Yeah. Either one. Usually soft drinks.
Okay.
Pop.
What about illegal alcohol? Is that
bootleg?
Is that something you hear about in this area at all?
Not.
Or did you?
Not that I am aware of. I wouldn't say that it wasn't going on here, but I wasn't. We didn't have a still in the basement.
Right. Did you also hear that called moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with the term casserole? Casserole? No.
Casserole?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Eating all the time.
Is that what it's like a type of food?
It's a type of food that you stretch your meat if you want.